USA Radio News.
Well, it's just a very routine meeting. As you know, the Congress would like to see documents opened up. A lot of people are saying they had spies in my campaign. If they had spies in my campaign, that would be a disgrace to this country. That would be one of the biggest insults that anyone's ever seen, and it would be very illegal, aside from everything else. It would make probably every political event ever look like small potatoes. So we want to make sure that there weren't. I hope there weren't, frankly.
President Trump earlier today, when he was asked about his meeting with Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein and FBI Director Christopher Wray. Now, the president was also asked about his upcoming meetings with the leader of North Korea.
We are working on something, and, you know, there's a chance that it'll work out. There's a chance, there's a very substantial chance that it won't work out. I don't want to waste a lot of time, and I'm sure he doesn't want to waste a lot of time.
This is USA Radio News.
So here's a great question. How much would you save if you joined MediShare for your healthcare program? The typical savings for a family is about $500 a month. You might save more. Tammy left a major company and needed a new way ahead for her family. She'd heard about the savings with MediShare, but was wondering about the network of providers.
Once we started the program, I have not had to switch one doctor for myself or for my kids. So all the doctors that we were previously with were all in MediShare.
And she says the process has been fantastic.
I got off the phone and I was like, that's what it should be like. It was a pleasurable experience. An encouraging experience at that.
MediShare might be just the thing you're looking for your family, your budget. Use the savings for other things. Why not get your questions answered? Find out how much you can save. You can call right now. 833-39-BIBLE. That's 833-39-BIBLE. 833-39-BIBLE.
A sanctuary city bill will become law in Tennessee without the governor's signature. State lawmakers overwhelmingly passed a bill which prohibits cities and counties from adopting policies that would protect undocumented immigrants from federal agents. Tennessee Congresswoman Diane Black is a fan of the bill.
We have got to get serious about making sure that borders are secure, but if we're not going to secure our borders, we're going to do it in the state of Tennessee.
A controversial Republican in West Virginia is not giving up on his quest to win a U.S. Senate seat. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more on the story.
Former CEO of a coal company, Don Blankenship, says he's going to run as a third-party candidate in West Virginia, the Republican losing in a recent primary after serving a year in prison in connection with the deadly 2010 Upper Big Branch mine explosion. Blankenship says he's still trying to get on the ballot to take Democrat Joe Manchin's seat and to beat out Republican candidate Attorney General Patrick Morrissey, who did win the recent primary.
This is USA Radio News.
Allergy sufferers, my name's Nigel. As a wise and educated owl, I know the difference between what's wise and unwise. Suffering needlessly with allergy symptoms, unwise. Getting a free 10-day sample of Zizol, quite wise. Zizol is the allergy medicine that's just as effective at hour 24 as at hour 1, which makes getting a free 10-day sample one of the wisest things you can do. So don't be unwise. Be wise all and visit Zizol.com for your free sample today. Use as directed.
As the school year winds down for many kids across the country this year, many kids end up having a half day their last day. A lot of parents find themselves saying, why in the world are students having a half day? Well, Susanna B. Lewis, who is known as Whoa Susanna, is a popular blogger. She posted a video asking teachers and schools, why in the world do you have that final last day only be a half day?
What's the point of the end of the year half day? That just means I have to get up at 6:30, drag these kids out of bed, send them to school for 3 hours to get hyped up on sugar, high fructose corn syrup, pixie sticks, and donuts and cupcakes, and then I have to go get them before the sugar high is even worn off. They didn't even have time to nap it off. I have to go get them. They get in the car like dope fiends, like crazy nuts, hyped up on sugar for 3.5 hours. What's the point of the half day? This is not Mother's Day out where we just go drop them off for a few hours. No, 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 no. What's the point of the half day? Look, once the testing is done and the awards are done, no more fun. All right, your best friend signed your yearbook. There's no reason for us to get up at the butt crack of dawn for you to go sit around for 3 hours and eat sugar. Huh? I don't want to have to do it. Let these teachers go home. They are ready to go home. They can tell your babies bye the day before. They're ready to put these children on the bus and go home. What is the point of a half day? Now, some parents say, no, 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 no. You're going to have them all summer. You better let them stay those extra 3 hours. Let them stay as long as they can.
A lot of people shaking their head in approval to that viral video. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Burke.